On the Heart of the Murray 3SH this morning, we are joined, as we are every week, by the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council in Michael Kitzelman. A very good morning to you, Michael.
Yes, good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm very, very well indeed. I trust you're actually keeping warm this morning. It's a bit chilly.
Well, actually, I'm lucky. I haven't had to go outside yet. But I tell you what, Chris, this week we got some really, really good news. We applied for a grant with the federal government, and we found out yesterday afternoon that Balranald Shire Council has been successful in achieving a grant for $4.6 million to put a new dementia and high care ward on our hostel here in Balranald. That's 15 extra beds for our senior citizens who need the extra support they have at our award-winning hostel here in Balranald. The other good news on top of that is Genevieve O'Connell, our manager down there, because of her work at the hostel, is actually being presented with the Australian Public Service Medal. That's the seventh highest medal in the Australian Honours and Awards system. So that little hostel, absolutely gorgeous little place, and it's about to get $4.6 million better with the new wing that'll be built out of that grant. So yeah, it's wonderful news.
Absolutely. And for the Balranald Shire Council, well, this is something that's been a focus for a little while to get that funding. So for it to finally come through must be very relieving.
Absolutely brilliant. So we had a little party yesterday. But the other one, very quickly before we run out of time, is tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, myself and the engineer will be at the Clare Public School to meet with our rural ratepayers to talk about road conditions and road maintenance in the outer part of our shire. So please, people out there on properties, etc., come along and meet 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Clare Public School to discuss the challenges we have around road maintenance for gravel roads.
And one thing as well that the people do need to focus on with that as well is not only the safety of it as well, but how they can be a part of the process. And so what's some of the things that you look for in the residents, not just particularly on the outskirts of the shire, but in the centre of the shire as well? What are some of the things that you look for with the residents to do to give feedback and to continuously help the council out with the roads?
And that's the key. You're right there, Chris. It's about getting information from the community members, staying off the roads when they're wet because that just tears them up. Once they do start to degrade, to work with council to get that road maintenance back to where it needs to be. And we actually want to work with our rural property holders so that we can keep these roads at a higher standard. We've all got limited money. But how do we make what we've got work the best we can? And the answer is quite simple. Council needs to work with our rural property owners.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we had this morning. Michael, thank you so much for joining me.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Chris. You have a lovely day.
General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council here, Michael Kitzelman on 3SH.